this is Joe Clay, public relations man. Public relations is a difficult and demanding job. And this is Kirsten Arnson, secretary. Joe and Kirsty, they fall in love, completely in love. These are their days of wine and roses.
Hello, fellow listeners, and welcome back to Bruno's Own Music Blast, also known as Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. I'm your host, Phil Bruno. The theme for today's show is Days of Wine and Roses.
A bottle of whites, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
The theme is inspired by the 1962 Oscar-nominated film starring Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. We'll hear songs by U2, Eric Clapton, Chainsmokers, Natalie Merchant, Jamie Collum, Cream, Van Morrison, The Beatles, and more. Now, let's get to the music. Let's start off this show with a leftover from the Beauty and the Beast theme. Beautiful Day was written by U2 and released in 2000 on their album All That You Can't Leave Behind. The song was the band's biggest hit to date and won 3 Grammys in 2001. Since then, it has become a mainstay on the band's tours. Here's U2 with Beautiful Day.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Touch me,
To some folks, every day is a beautiful day, as long as they've got their bottle of red wine. Eric Clapton wrote and released this song on his 1970 self-titled debut album. Clapton collaborated with Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett after the breakup of Blind Faith. Here's Slowhand with Bottle of Red Wine. Now, let's listen to a song by one of Clapton's close friends and mentors when it comes to songwriting. Actually, the man is a mentor to all rock poets and songwriters. Bob Dylan received an honorary Doctor of the Arts from Princeton in 1970 and wrote the song Day of the Locusts about the experience. Supposedly hesitant to attend the ceremony, he was convinced by wife Sarah and good friend David Crosby. The resulting lyrics are pure Dylan. Here's Bob Dylan with Day of the Locusts.
Oh, the benches were stained with tears and perspiration. The birdies were flying from tree to tree. There was little to say, there was no conversation. As I stepped to the stage to pick up my degree, and the locust sang off in the distance, yeah. Sweet melody, oh, the locust sang. Off in the distance, now the locust sang, and they were singing for me. I glanced into the chamber where the judges were talking. Darkness was everywhere, smelled like a tomb. I was ready to leave,
truck for unloading. The weather was hot, nearly 90 degrees. The man standing next to me, his head was exploding. Well, I was praying the pieces wouldn't fall on me. Yeah, and the locust sang off in the distance. Yeah, the locust sang such a sweet melody. For the locust sang off in the distance. Now the locust sang, and they were singing for me. I put down my robe, picked up my diploma, took a hold of my sweetheart, and away we did drive. Straight for the hills, Black Hills of Dakota. Sure was glad to get out of that life. And the locusts sang, whoa, they give me a chill. Yeah, the locusts sang such a sweet melody.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1 with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme for today's show is Days of Wine and Roses. Keep listening for songs by Natalie Merchant, Jamie Collum, Cream, Van Morrison, and more. The next song is a bit more contemporary. Roses is a song from the Chainsmokers. Released in 2015, the vocals were performed by co-writer Elizabeth Mensell, who is also known as Roses. Here's the Chainsmokers and Roses with Roses.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. But I'll be a daydream, I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful, get drunk on the in the bathroom, hide away. We'll be right back.
now for a feature I call Two Sides of the Same Coin. It's two songs with the same name, performed by two different artists. First, I'll play Natalie Merchant and 10,000 Maniacs with their song, These Are the Days, released in 1992 on their album, Our Time in Eden. I'll follow it with a much different tune from Jamie Collum, released in 2003 on his album, 20-something. Enjoy two sides of These Are the Days.
These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring you meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun and I feel fine. Sometimes when the nights are closing early, I remember you and I start to smile. Even though now you don't want to know me, I get on by, and I go the extra mile. These are the signs of love and meaning. Eyes of the heart melted away and found the light. These are the days of endless dreaming. Troubles of life floating away like a bird in flight. These are the days. These are the days. These are the days. Hey. Oh. Thought you said our love would last forever, leaving that the tears would end for good. I told you that we'd get through any weather. Maybe that didn't work out, but we did the best we could. These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring new meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun, and I feel fine.
You're listening to Bomb Radio with your host, Phil Bruno. Earlier, I played a song by Eric Clapton. Now I'd like to play two by Cream. From their debut album, Fresh Cream, released in 1966, I'll play Sweet Wine. I'll follow that with Those Were the Days, released in 1968 on their album, Wheels of Fire. Incidentally, both songs were written by drummer extraordinaire Ginger Baker. Enjoy this double shot of Cream. We'll be right back.
of Atlantis stood serene above the sea. One time before our time, when the world was free.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1 with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme for today's show is Days of Wine and Roses. Keep listening for songs by Kate Pearson, Frank Sinatra, The Beatles, and more. Some live their lives reflecting on the past, but Van Morrison looks on the bright side of the present in his song Days Like This. You know, the kind of days when you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Released as the title song of his 1995 album, here's Van the Man with Days Like This.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they should, then I must remember, there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't meet a chancer, there'll be days like this. When you don't get the trade by that old Judas kiss, and I must remember, there'll be days like this. Playing tricks. There'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. People understand what I mean. There'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes, pop out everything is when my mama told me, there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me, she said there'll be days like this.
In past shows, I've played songs where Kate Pearson performed vocals as part of the B-52s and with R.E.M. She eventually released a solo album, Guitars and Microphones, in 2015. For something a bit strange, she co-wrote with Sia from that album. Here's Kate Pearson with Throw Down the Roses.
I won't take a hit in the mosh pit. I don't ever sit front rows for losers. I won't ever pay to watch your band play. I need hairspray, groupies for doers. I don't want to be a party song. I'm no hanger on. The melody's all wrong. I don't want to be a Fender guitar played by a rock star. Don't string me along. I don't need a wristband to tell me who I am. No need to clap your hands. I don't need a microphone to tell you I'm better off being on my own. And you hit the last note, and that is all she wrote.
Oh, days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Days of wine and roses, the lonely, the night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Okay, that last song by Frank Sinatra was part of the Academy Award-winning music from the film whose name provided the theme for today's show. Now let's hear about someone who's a big teaser. Day Tripper, written mostly by John Lennon, was released in 1965 as a single and recorded during the sessions for the Rubber Soul album. The song's harder edge was a sharp contrast to the other side of the single, We Can Work It Out, written by Paul. Those contrasting styles helped define the alchemy that was the Beatles. Enjoy Day Tripper.
Taking the easy way out.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1 with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme for today's show is Days of Wine and Roses. Three songs to go. I played the original version of this next song in my show on Isolation. The song was written by Jackson Brown, but covered exquisitely by Greg Allman on his debut solo album Laid Back in 1973. Here's Greg with These Days. Peace be with you, brother. Okay, two songs to go. We'll go out with some wine songs. Let's start off with the reggae rhythm of Red Red Wine by UB40.
It's up to you.
Okay, now what could be more fitting than to end up sharing a bottle of wine face-to-face in an old familiar place with that special someone? Billy Joel wrote all about it in Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, released on his 1977 album The Stranger, which some might argue was his best. The song has been named one of his favorites by Billy. The song was influenced by the Beatles' Abbey Road medley, with three distinct pieces of music being fused into one to tell the story. He is the master songwriter, Billy Joel, with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want, our Italian restaurant.
The family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans. Oh, you drop a dime in the box, play a song about New Orleans. Cold beer, hot lights, my sweet romantic teenage nights. When they decided the marriage would be at the end of July,
Do you know that you're much too lazy? And Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Oh, but there we were waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye. Oh, oh, oh. Well, they got an apartment with deep park carpets and a couple of paintings from Sears. A big water bed that they bought with the bread they saved for a couple of years. But they started to fight when the money got tight and they just didn't count on the tears. Oh, 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 oh. But you can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. Brenda and Eddie had had it already by the summer of 75. From the height of the low to the end of the show for the rest of their lives. Couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. Oh, and that's all I heard about Brenda and Eddie. Can't tell you more.
That ends today's show. Unfortunately, reality is set back in and the days of wine and roses must come to an end. That's just how life is sometimes. Thanks for listening to Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. Come back for the next installment, and until then, this is your host, Phil Bruno, saying keep on listening.